วนกวนนั่นนะครั้งนึงจะวนมันคําเดียวเพราะวนยาวเนี่ยนะพวกวนถ้าทุกข์เขาให้สําไรเนี่ยสําเป็นอัตตาคนมีปมมีอัตตาคนนั้นมันมีลงจะขึ้นจะลงอันใจตกนั้นตกขอบอัตตาเนี่ยขอบนั้นสําเป็นอะไรเฮ็ดจังนะขาวนอันเปิ้นเฮ็ดดีนะขาวนอันพ่อแม่เฮาขัดใจอันโอ้ยกลัวเฮาสายสมองขัดใจเนี่ยก็วนถึงเขาวนถึงเหมือนเช่นคําในเฮาอันหยาบนั่นน่ะเอาคนอันแข็งกันคนอันแมนกันใช่ไหมครับวนต้องดีครับเพราะวนอะไรที่ไหนเนี่ยมีทางที่ให้เขาจะตกอันนั้นเหมือนจังนั้นเมืองมาขนาดเป็นเมืองคนขาวนะเมืองคนขาวคนลำในปุ่นว้าห่างดีมุ่งผลมา3-4 ปีเนี่ยมีคนลำเนี่ยเลยนั่งงามเนี่ยเป็นนั่งงามในนางงามอเมริกันมันยามเป็นลูกศิษย์นะยามเป็นลูกศิษย์มันคนโกงว่าอาสูในห่างดีเนี่ยเป็นนางงามแต่มันมามันก็ออกมาเลยมาห่างแห่เนี่ยเขาเลือกนางงามมันเลยปีก็มันเลย2 ปีมันเลย3 ปีมันเลย4 ปีมันเลย5 ปีมันเลย6 ปีมันเลยทุกขุปีอันเนี่ย ปีที่7มาตั้งแต่แล้วปีที่7มาตั้งแต่แล้วยินสูดเนี่ยขอบทางมันไหลขอบมันหมอกปันแห้งตัวเก่านั่นปันแห้งตัวเก่าในมุติตาเนี่ยอันเก่าว่นลงเปิดในทีเดียวเป็นการปันแห้งตัวเก่าเนี่ยนู่นตัวลูกในอันคนขัดใจนำหน้าที่ฉันจอมพุทธามึงได้เขาเนี่ยนักข่าวต่าง4 ปีในเฮ็ดให้พอเปลี่ยนมาจากไหนให้กุมมึงพอยอมรับในก็บอกเขามีคนขัดใจนำหน้าพระเจ้าชอบเขาเห็นจังไหมไอ้วนอันดีมันจังไหม That's about Sam inspiration. Sometimes when he works hard and he doesn't think he was making any progress, so he feel discouraged. So I say mudita is about self inspiration, self encouragement.
I think maybe during our travel they have many news about the the people will take care of those people under them? Would they give suffering to those people? I know initially they want to do something good to the organization for the people, but then I see that they do not have enough patience, that when people do not follow what they say, they start to use force to those people and punish them immediately. Do not have enough patience. Then the things that I'm worried is people in a new position, how the people around would suffer from their power of authority. That I couldn't have believed that I start to worry about the other people around or what happened to them.
Well, as you can see, doing mudita for ourselves, unless we stop there and do mudita just for ourselves, it will not encourage ego. Like this evening, we focus on two groups. First is ourselves, the first group. The second group, the people we have tension with. So if we can feel mudita for those people we find it difficult, our ego is less and less. I want you to look at ego in terms of fear. In terms of fear. And why we behave selfishly, why people to behave in a way that have no consideration for other people. That's because they are so occupied with themselves, because of fear. Fear means they are not able to connect with people around them. And so, I'll be talking more about this when we do Karuna. But now we do mudita. Let's return to mudita. For a difficult person that you describe. My take is that you have to be realistic that people have shortcomings. But mudita is about looking any positive things in them. Any positive things in them. Otherwise, we will give up on those people. You look at the Buddha, he didn't give up on Ajatasattu. Okay, King Ajatasattu, when he was a prince, as we all know, he killed his father. His father was very close to the Buddha. One of the great benefactors of the Buddha. The Buddha had an option to choose to focus only on negative things about him and never had anything to do with him again, ever again. The Buddha had that option. But instead, the Buddha believed in him, in him as a human being. That human beings are able to reform themselves. There are things that the Buddha couldn't do. But because of this positive thinking, the Buddha treated him without prejudice when he came to see the Buddha. That was very important lesson for us to see. Another thing, Angulimala. I mean, he killed 999 people according to the story. for someone just to have murdered one person. You know, we don't want to have anything to do with that person ever again. But now, 999, not only that, the king would send an army to capture him, to kill him. And the whole county, the whole country, they were afraid of him. Whenever they went, they would go in a group of 10, 20, 30, like that. So he was a person that everybody hated. The fact that the Buddha still has something for him, to use a more poetic description, the Buddha still had a soft spot for him. You see? I find this to be some of the best emotion management that the Buddha did. So his karuna and his mudita knew no boundaries, limitless. Manasang bhavaye abrimanang vichane indi metta sutta. So our mudita had to be tested against that kind of difficult people. The Buddha still believed in him. The Buddha believed in him. Negativities and evil deeds, you know. There would be a way to change him. That belief, that positive thinking, I attribute this to both karuna and mudita. Both karuna and mudita. The Buddha didn't give up. Usually in our case, we run out of patience. This is an expression we usually say, we run out of patience. Actually, we run out of compassion, we run out of mudita. At that moment, we don't believe in ourselves that we can have any positive influence on that person. And we also don't believe that that person still has some potential to change for the better. So, when we look at a person, when we see just negativity, we need to check our perception, we need to check our emotion, whether our emotion is dominated entirely by negative bias, by frustration, by rejection. We need to be aware of that. If we become aware of that, we need to stop karuna and mudita for a while and then bring in vipassana, the non-judgmental mindfulness. Look at this. Look at this pain, because this pain, to be looking at someone like that.
It's so interesting actually to think about people with whom I have committed. Interestingly, I see that they are friends. I may be very close friends. I may
No, no.
I think just by repeated practice, it can be established in the mind. But when I also found it difficult actually to find people whom I don't like or who don't like me, and it's not because there are no such people. I think maybe the mind doesn't want to think about. So I have to search.
It's very unusual that I start with mudita first. With people, with group of practitioners, I usually start with karuna. I would agree with you, if you want to do metta first, that's your foundation, then you should do that. What it gives you is that that metta gives you concentration, and it orientates your mind towards other people. Metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha is about orientating towards other people, pain and joy. but this orientation can only be sustainable if we don't forget ourselves. Because a lot of hearts are wounded hearts, and they need healing. They need healing. So if we don't heal ourselves, if we don't look at our painful hearts, it's not possible to connect with the other wounded hearts. That's for karuna. The same is for mudita. We need to be able to connect with our own positivity. To do that, you can start with vipassana, you can start with samatha, you can start with anapana, you can start with metta. It's all okay.
If I'm not wishing well to this person, how can I feel any, you know, mudita?
My understanding of mudita, metta, karuna, mudita is that metta covers both karuna and mudita. I explained the other day. The reason I do this is based on the Abhidhamma approach. We look at the object. Karuna takes a painful object, mudita, a pleasant one. And metta takes both objects. Both objects. That is why metta is equal to both karuna and mudita. So when you wish somebody well, mudita is part of it. But what I'm doing is a little bit more specific to base our experience on real life, real experience. To go through our life, the people we have come across, because it's very important to recognize trauma and heal them. Heal them. And this is one of the ways to do that. We can look at trauma as dukkha satya. And healing this is makkha satya. And when we try to do mudita on someone, if we can't do it, if we find it difficult to do, that means mudita is diagnosing the roots, the causes why we can't do this. So that's samudaya saccha. By doing this, when healing is taking place bit by bit, you can see we are not there at nirodha saccha yet, but you know it's on the way.
I think sometimes we just have to emphasize that mudita is not only joy but the appreciation.
Yeah. Sure, appreciation is part of it. Yeah.
So in dealing with the competitive people, that I think I would say that appreciation is more relevant. We use the sympathetic feeling because we compare with each other, and each of us, so we just would like to win to get this place. So, and instead of we are running, and also we also place ourselves to this, that place and see. So that
we put ourselves in his place, in his shoe,
yes,
and look at this situation.
So in that sense, the appreciation is appealing.
Sure. That's to look at their hard work, that they have the same inspiration, you know, to appreciate that. If we appreciate that, then we will be able to appreciate their success. Sally, you want microphone? No.
Step by step, you know, we are taking out our trauma bit by bit, and then
We are healing bit by bit. This is very psychological, I think. So please, I'm not sure if it's correct or not. And my question is, Sadhguru, do you think that kind of psychological teaching we use in meditation is useful for the people or not?
I'm ready to give away my secret. Branko, do you have any comment on this question? I actually got into this without intention. I was given, you know, on the very first day, the responsibility to run weekly meditation classes every Tuesday in London, North London, is a Sri Lankan Vihara. They invited me to London. And I did that, okay, to the best of my ability. I prepared, I did. For 6 months, there were only two. Another was Gloria Blake, who is a Malaysian Chinese migrated to England. After 6 months, I mean, first they were observing. After 6 months, they asked me a question. We like your teaching, but why no one comes to your class? I said, I don't know, you tell me. I don't know, you tell me. And they said, you need to know the psychology of the people in London. They need something specific. So you can't say that you have meditation every week. You have to say that you're going to have meditation for 4 weeks, and then you start another 4 weeks. 10 weeks, then you say another 10 weeks. People, you know, they need that kind of specific time frame. Okay, I do that. And what else you advise me? Both of them, they have been to many Tibetan centers. You see, the Tibetan monks, they declare the topic first. Which day, what you're going to be learning, and how long the talk will be, and then how long will we sit, and how much time we have for Q&A. You need to mention it. Okay, I did. That is why I got this habit. In Myanmar, maybe at the moment, I'm the only one who announced the topic of Dhamma talk in Burmese in advance. I got this since 96, 24 years. So I would do that. When I do that in the first attempt, yes, of course, you know, many people came. But I was still speaking very traditionally, according to Maharshi, according to Mogo, the way that I have been told, and a little bit Gadevai, like that. In the meantime, I learn from their questions. They ask all sorts of questions. I try to answer their question. So, without knowing, I got into psychology. Because they are very much psychology oriented. They are so learned psychologically. I started reading about emotion since 1996. One of the simile that I use, like emotion, is like a wild animal. I learned that since 1996. I've been using it for more than 2 decades. Of course, those days, there were not mindfulness movement. I was joking with a teacher from a high school nearby, Barbara Jones, because she was helping me to put up the notices, the meditation notices. And then she invited me to her school to speak to the kids. Then we need to expand to 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday for beginners, Wednesday for more advanced people. And I started joking with her, Barbara, if the NHS, there's National Health Service, that's the whole hospital, if the NHS is going to make use of meditation in hospital, I'm going to protest it. Now it happens. In all England hospitals, you know, the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, that's the body, the scientific body that controls, that determines what can be used and what can't be used in hospitals. They decided since about 6 or 7 years ago that meditation can be used in hospitals. And of course, you know, being exposed to Western audience all the time, you cannot avoid. You cannot avoid learning about psychology. Actually, Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi told me when I went to see him in Sri Lanka, that was a while ago, maybe nearly 20 years ago. From England, I went to see him in Kandy. He said, without knowing philosophy and psychology, we cannot understand the Buddha properly. So what the meditation teachers in Myanmar are teaching, although they don't use the word psychology, they don't employ Western psychology, what they're teaching is one form of psychology. So now I have given you all my secrets. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. For tomorrow, if you can prepare a projector,